May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. MashaAllah, so we have to Sabur bhai in the studio as normal. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam rahmatullah. How are you, Hafsa?
Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, you're looking nice with that green Imam Sharif.
Jazakallah. Does it look green?
It looks brilliantly green, alhamdulillah. But nice there, MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairah for joining us. And I hope you can join us every week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Sabur bhai will also do the emergency istikhara, as they say, that if there's anything that's left over. But please Inshallah. Feel free to send a message to your family and friends so that they can also be watching the program and also they can get involved as well. We have got a message. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu rahmatullahi barakatuh. I always feel ill. My heart beats irregular. Is there anything that you can help out with? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please don't read my name out on TV. I like to have some help. I have pain in my legs and I feel weak when I am walking. Another one, assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I keep having dizzy spells. I don't know what that is for. I have checked with the doctors and they have said everything is fine. They have done many tests. Nothing has come round. So whilst mashallah Sabur bhai finds the spiritual cures for us, today inshallah Azawajal, there is also I'm going to go through some of a beautiful booklet that was given to us to read, beneficial points. So inshallah I'm going to go through a lot of beneficial points, some things that will make us inshallah Azawajal understand a few things, and also some very very important Madani pearls from Amir Ahle Sunnah. Number one, keep the home and all the household possessions clean and put everything in its rightful place. Now, this is another very important thing. You know, if everyone uses things at home, for example, cups and utensils, or maybe, you know, these were, you can easily put them. Well, sometimes you might have a can opener. Yeah, there's only one can opener. No, you don't have 10 can openers at home. You might just have one. Now, if someone has taken the can opener and he's put it into a different place, now the next person that's going to be using that is going to be looking for that. Where's the can opener? But inshallah, as well, if you all decide on a place that this is where we are going to put it, then it'll be easier for everyone to look for that thing. Wash all the pots in the home, clean them, and then place them in a cupboard or upside down on a shelf. If you need to use these pots again, do not utilize them without washing them first. So this is another thing, especially when you are not using any pots or pans or cups or any other thing, plates. When you put them away and you wish to use them, make sure that you give them a good rinse before you start to use them as well. Do not store away any soiled pots or any pots that have remnant of foods or medicine present on them. Germs can grow on used pots or those which are stained with food or medicine, and there remains a risk of various diseases arising. Another beautiful point, you know, sometimes what we do is we'll have something and we'll just give you a rinse and then we'll put it away. Alanki, you need to wash it properly. So make sure that is washed properly as well. Jila bhai.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the message which came in regarding the irregular heartbeat. In regards to this, it's mentioned in a booklet written by Amir al-Sunnat, Ailing Worshipper. It mentions that if the person who has irregular heartbeat, if he recites this following verse from Surah Yasin Sharif 101 times with the Ruh Sharif before and after, performs dam upon any food item or any drinking item, whether it's water or any drink that he's going to consume, performs dam upon it and then eats that or drinks whatever he's performed dam upon, inshallah azawajal, the irregular heartbeat will come into normal beating, inshallah azawajal. And the verse is part 23, Surah Yasin Sharif, verse number 58. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Recite this 101 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon any food item that one, a person is going to consume, or upon any beverage, whether it's water or some drink, whatever, perform them and then consume that, inshallah azawajal. The heartbeat, inshallah, will come. In regards to the second message which was mentioned, regarding leg pain and feeling weakness whilst walking, it's mentioned to recite after every namaz, after every salah, recite Ayat-e-Kareema 7 times and perform them upon oneself. Inshallah, azawajal, the leg pain as well as the weakness, inshallah, will be removed.
MashaAllah. Got a message here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My son, someone's given the name as well. He has a habit of lying, and whenever he gets into trouble, he will always lie, but we will find out later, and sometimes he does that quite often. So that's one problem. Another Islami has given as a request, istikhara request as well, inshallah. I'm going to mention that later on as well. But like I said, if you deemed you knew the istikhara doing, please make sure that you have the name, the mother's name, and the brief description, inshallah. We will be able to
all in one message.
All in one message. That is very important, because sometimes what happens is when you are sending your messages, and these messages come, and there is another message in between, then they get muddled up. Yeah, they get idhar udhar, and then we find it really difficult.
Can't tell the difference between head and toe.
Yes, yes. MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah as well. Those viewers who are watching us now, they may please make sure that whenever you send us the istikhara request, make sure that the name, the mother's name, and everything is there. So inshallah, it'll be much easier for us as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One more message which you mentioned, somebody who's going through dizzy spells. They've had medical checks, etc. Nothing seems to come up regarding the dizziness. So there doesn't seem to be any reason in all the health reports, etc. have come back positive. Those who feel dizziness or sudden spells of dizziness, recite the following 1,000 times, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, 1,000 times with the Ruh Sharif before and after, and perform them upon oneself. Inshallah, azawajal, these dizzy spells will fade away, inshallah.
Ji, mashallah, azawajal. Some more Madani pearls from Amir al-Sunnah, inshallah, we'll add them as well. Never drink water or eat food in the dark without looking. And there's so many reasons for that. There was an incident that happened in Pakistan where a young person woke up at night to drink something, and because the water pot was not covered, or the jug wasn't covered, something went inside and it died, and it burst open, and all the poison was in that water. And this, sadly, this person, and alhamdulillah, he did survive, but it was very, very difficult. So please make sure that when you are drinking water, when you're eating something, always eat and drink in the light. Do not leave a charpai, a chair, or a pot, or any furniture in the path of the house or courtyard, as the one who is used to walk in accordance to his usual routine can sometimes bump into them and hurt themselves. And sometimes this can result in severe injury. Now, especially when you're in the garden and you know, you like to have a little stroll in the garden early in the morning, or at night, you know, you want to go out in the garden, or even at home as well. And we've seen this incident where someone is at home, and kids, sometimes they leave the toys around, and that person slipped on that toy and he's broken his arm, and he's finding it difficult to straighten it, or he's not straightening it properly. Maybe he's watching it as well, the program. Do not drink water by placing your mouth directly on the opening of the pitcher or tap. Because firstly, this is against correct etiquette, and additionally, there is a chance that there is a hidden insect in the pitcher or tap and it will flow into your stomach along with the water. Yeah. So now this happens as well, because if you are drinking water, especially if it's inside, outside in the garden, and you know, you hardly ever use the tap, and now in the summer you decide to go in the garden and you know, have a you know, make something, and you want to use the tap, then what happens is normally is if you just see, you might see a spider or something inside the tap. So make sure you open the tap, get the water running first, and then make sure, but then still don't even put your mouth straight to the tap, fill it with water or a cup, or even drink it in your hand, so that if there's anything, it will fall into the hand and you'll be saved like that, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji, another one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I have a daughter. She's 5 years old. She's 8 years old. When she goes to the masjid to read her Quran, she starts to be scared, and every day I have to go and pick her up again, and for that it is going to be difficult for her to go to madrasa or again. Is there anything that you can help us with?
Istikhara. Also pain, body pains, I think you mentioned regarding somebody who's recovering with medicine, but it's a slow process. If they recite Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu abundantly, inshallah,
Ya
that
Salamu,
will
ya
speed
salamu
up the process, inshallah.
Theek, inshallah. So if that was yourself who sent the message, then Ya Salamu, you read, and inshallah, so things will be getting better for that as well.
Inshallah.
Ji. Another thing Amir al-Sunnah mentioned is appoint one day every week or every 10 days to clean the entire home, and then clean the entire house on that day. Yeah, so as a family, this could be done. Make sure that you choose one day. Every day, alhamdulillah, I know that you know, you'll be cleaning your house every single day, but there might be something like, for example, the attic. You might not go into the attic or even to a room which you hardly ever use. Make sure you go into that room and it may give you a good clean as well.
You'll have like daily, you'll have daily calls which you do every day, and then you'll have those.
I think you'll have daily, weekly, monthly, annually, or 10 years. So like, you know, for example, a garage. You know, I've seen people, their garage is stuffed up with things. You know, they don't even know where things are, and then they say, oh, janab, 5 years later, khole to cheez labi.
They're waiting for spring, aren't they? Spring clean.
So don't worry, inshallah, azawajal. Make sure that you clean your garage, whatever, is properly, and inshallah, azawajal, it'll be much better for us, inshallah, azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you help us find our lost property? We don't know what to read or what to do. It is quite frustrating that we cannot find the thing that we have lost. Okay, whilst the Sahabai looks for that, inshallah. Remaining seated throughout the day and night, or remaining asleep or laying down on the bed, is very harmful for one's health. Islamic brothers should walk around in open, clean air, and Islamic sisters should carry out some work with their hands. This is very important for their health. So that's a very beautiful Madani pearl, that sometimes, you know, especially on a Sunday, we get a Sunday off, it's a lay down. I tend to, if I sleep an hour or half an hour extra, I always get the headache. You know, so all day I've got nothing to do but sleep. But there are some people who like to just sleep and don't do anything. You know, they're called couch potatoes. Yeah, so we don't want to be couch potatoes. We need to go out and work as well.
Should there be garden onions?
There should be garden onions and do it something progressive.
In regards to the person who's messaged in, whether lost some possessions, lost some property, in regards to that, if you recite Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u abundantly, inshallah, azawajal, the lost possession, property, etc. will be found.
Now, we said that we're going to give the special wazifa. So if you've got the special wazifa, the wazifa for today, remember that this wazifa, what we are going to give you, inshallah, azawajal, if you can try to act upon it yourself, if you can try to send it to other people as well, it benefit another other person as well, inshallah. So let's watch the wazifa, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to today's wazifa, it's regarding a particular body part which is one of the main function body parts of the human body, the heart. Now, this particular spiritual cure, inshallah, that we're going to mention today, those who act upon this spiritual cure, inshallah azza wa jal, they will gain protection of the heart. And it's simply that there's no fixed time. Any time through the day, if you recite Surah Yasin Sharif, recite Surah Yasin Sharif just the once, Durood Sharif before and after, perform dam upon apple, and inshallah you're rewarded. Once you've recited the Surah Yasin Sharif and performed dam upon the apple, you can eat the apple. So you get a reward for reciting as well, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
And by doing this daily, inshallah azza wa jal, one will be protected from any type of heart-related problems. And there's a footnote in regards to this that one must consume this apple on an empty stomach, so in the morning, say for breakfast.
Ji, salams uncles, wa alaykum as-salams. I hope you're well. My mum's name is, I struggle to gain weight and I'm very conscious about this. Please do istikhara for this. Also, I have bad dark circles. Could you please give me a wazifa for this too, please?
Circles around the eyes, I think.
Yeah, sometimes we get them around. But let's continue, inshallah, as well. As soon as we get any more messages, inshallah, we can have them as well. Do not toss around small children while playing with them, because Allah forbid, if they slip from your hands, it could put their life at risk. And this is another very important thing. Sometimes, you know, we get little babies and we toss them up. And then, you know, what if you don't catch them, then that's it. You know, they could be very, very damaging to their health, or even, astaghfirullah, Allah ta'ala forbid, it'll come to a place, a situation where they're going to be losing their life as well. Do not sit in the doorway, as this will bother all those who enter and leave, and it will also be a nuisance for you as well. Now, this is another thing that sometimes we go to a place where, you know, you go to someone's house, and sometimes people, they walk in and they sit there. You know, what's the point sitting in front of the doorway when you know the next person is going to come in as well, and you've got to stand up? So make sure that whenever you walk into a house, go and look for a room, stand there for a few seconds and look around, look for a place and go and sit there rather than sitting near the door, because that's going to be really
difficult. Like this one, Abzaf. Got a totka. Home remedy regarding the message that we just received, where somebody is not able to put weight on, I think they're trying to put weight, so weakness and weight. You like this one? It mentions warm some buffalo milk and add some honey and drink as required.
MashaAllah, buffalo milk. So, what if you can't get buffalo milk? Beans, na?
Ji.
What if you can't get one? I don't know, do you have beans here? You don't have them here, do you? You have
cow milk, and you can get goat milk as well.
Yeah. So if it's not buffalo milk, then?
Try cow milk. Or take a holiday to Pakistan.
Yeah.
There's plenty of buffaloes there.
Obviously, if it's to do with your health, then you'll do anything.
Ji. Inshallah. And regarding the circles.
I think they do have some buffaloes in Birmingham.
I think you might be able to.
Yeah, I've heard there's a company that's bought over some buffaloes from Pakistan.
And in regards to the dark circles that you mentioned, Afsab, around the eyes, in regards to this, it's mentioned that after each salah, if you recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, 15 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform dam upon your hands and then wipe upon the areas of the face. And here we're talking about around the eyes. So if they rub their hands upon the eyes, inshallah, the dark circles will go away.
Oh, inshallah.
This is also beneficial for blotching, and like sometimes you get like some marks on your face. It's also beneficial for that as well.
MashaAllah. I think sometimes it's not the men that are more worried about, it's the women that are more worried about, because, you know, it's there. You know,
I think natural beautification is when you perform wuzu, you're going to read namaz. Reading namaz itself, with abundance of how as far as upon us, that in itself beautifies the face. Alhamdulillah. Which is natural beauty. You can't beat that.
Ji, mashallah. Sometimes I think, you know, with this dark, it's like you're not getting the sleep, or
eye bugs.
What are they called?
Eye bugs,
mashallah. Ji, I've got another man.
Yeah, there's a few gharelu totke in regards to that as well. Putting cucumber.
Yeah.
On your eyes, and also use tea bugs.
Used tea bugs?
Tea bugs, yeah.
We're wasting them then, aren't we? Yeah, so.
Ji.
Have another pot at home where used tea bugs can go. MashaAllah, you guys doing a very good job. May Allah Ta'ala accept your hard work for the deen.
Ameen.
Also, is there a rush for dandruff?
A cure for it?
Maybe misprint or something like that. Is there a
predictive texting of that? It causes a lot of problems sometimes.
The other day I sent a message, it was about someone else. The another one, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum wa salam. MashaAllah, your program is always good to watch. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and give you more power to do good these programs. It does help a lot of families. Inshallah, I'll have them and watch them myself. MashaAllah.
Jazakallah.
I had someone last time and they always watch our program. And it goes that one day there was someone asked a question and they were suffering for that as well. And they had to go out to pay as you go, you know, Amil. And they spent nearly £3,000 and things did not go better for them. You know, so maybe sometimes what it is, you know, we're all right, you know, but there might be someone who needs our help. So inshallah, if you can try to help other people as well in that manner as well, inshallah as well.
Sure.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. My nephew has been in hospital for having blisters in his mouth and fever. He also suffers from eczema. Can you please help him with any wazifa or anything? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Sure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Me and my family are going to Pakistan and I want my eldest son to come with us as well, but he's not coming with us. If there's anything that we can do and convince him to come with us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. I think to convince someone, there's a, you know, I just want to mention this because I've heard this before. Why is it that you want to take your son to Pakistan? You know, you may be thinking, oh, just for, you know, वैसे फिरने तुरने थे ना, we're just going to go and have some fun and come back. But I've had a few cases where people have been taking their children to Pakistan and not even letting them know they're getting them married. Now, that is not, you know, the sunnah, the manner of getting anyone married. And then later on, because obviously, you know, you made a fool out of them and, you know, you encourage, if you sit down and talk to them and explain to them, that will be more better rather than taking them, you know, without any consultation from them as well. And the father that I spoke to, he goes, Oji, bachiyan ko kaisa puchna? And I think that's the wrong decision what you are making. You're not asking the children. Make sure that your children are happy with whom they're going to get married with. You know, so inshallah, I know as parents, we need to make sure that we find the right rishta for our children. And again, children should also understand that what your parents are doing is for your benefit. You know, if they've brought you up and, you know, to an age where you need to get married, sometimes children will turn around and say, oh, what does my mom and dad know? You know, they didn't know anything. How could they bring you up, you know, up and you're 20, 25 years old? So please, you know, have a medium where you can sit down and talk. The children should be understanding of their parents and the parents should be understanding their children as well. So inshallah, without, you're going to be beneficial. Or else if you take them to Pakistan, get them married, bring them over here, then you're going to have another istikhara done. My son doesn't listen. He doesn't call his wife, or, you know, over. What can we do? You know, what you could have done was, you know, asked him if he's ready for the wedding.
A lot of these times, Afsabe, results in divorce. And then you've got brothers and sisters falling out and, you know, a big fight in the family and brothers and sisters have broken up. And, you know, it's called caused chaos. I think the son might be of marital age, you see, and maybe that's why he's trying to avoid, because maybe one of his friends has been through the same situation or something. So he's scared.
A few more Madani pearls from Amir Ahle Sunnat, inshallah. If a person has a rash, pimples or pain in a personal area of the body, do not ask him where it is, as this will be embarrassing for him. If somebody asks you a question, answer him first and then continue with your other work after. When saying something to someone or replying to them, speak clearly and in an audible voice so that one you are addressing can hear and understand you properly. Now, the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's messages were that the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan, they say that we could have counted the words the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned because they were so clear and they were so beautiful that we could understand whatever he was saying. And sometimes when people are talking, you know, you say, what did you say? It's because you can't understand that person. So make sure, especially when you are trying to explain something to someone, make sure you speak slowly and clearly so that the other person can understand what you are talking about. Another thing, if you need to speak to someone about a private matter regarding a certain person and that person is present in the gathering, do not continuously indicate towards him with your hands or eyes, as this will cause him to have all thoughts of doubts. For example, you know, especially when you see that when someone is from in a distance and two people are talking and you're talking about a specific person and you say, yeah, him there, the one who sat there. Obviously, that person is going to be thinking, you know, they're talking about me. Yeah, so don't ever do that. Maybe you're talking good about him. You know, that person over there is so good. Now, that person might be thinking, hey, I hope they're talking about me. I wonder what they're talking about me. And that is going to have misconceptions in the mind. And that could cause issues and problems as well.
Ji. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Afsar, in regards to the message which you received regarding a small child, I think they mentioned, that he's got blisters and he's in hospital. Maybe nephew, I think you mentioned. It's been a while, so I've forgotten exactly what the detail. But a child basically that was in hospital and is suffering from blisters, any spiritual cure for him. If they recite Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu three times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon the blisters, inshallah, they will fade away. And they also mentioned regarding fever. And I've got a spiritual cure. It mentions that Hazrat Sayyid Imam Jafir Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that recite, or the person who recites Surah Fatiha 40 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, performs them upon water and then sprinkles some drops. Sprinkle, not splash. Obviously, it's going to be blessed water, and we don't want it to fall onto the floor. So sprinkles upon the face of the patient, inshallah, azawajal, the fever, the temperature, inshallah, will go away.
Mashallah.
And in regards to dandruff, I think you mentioned, dandruff and they can't get rid of it. The famous shampoo, but I'm not going to say his name. But okay, this is the spiritual cure in regards to dandruff. Take any oil, whether it's mustard oil or coconut oil. So a bottle of mustard oil, coconut oil, recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times, Durood Sharif before and after, but whilst you're reciting with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time. So Surah Al-Layl 41 times, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, perform them upon this bottle of oil, or open the top and perform them onto the oil. Whether it's coconut oil
really
or
helpful,
so perform them upon the oil and then massage this oil into the head on a night. Inshallah, the dandruff will disappear.
Mashallah. Ji, another beautiful Madani pearl from Amir Ahle Sunnat, inshallah. If you need to give something to someone, place it in his hands with your own hands or put it into a container and present it to him. Do not give anything to another person by throwing it from a distance, because there is a chance that it will not land in his hand and it will instead fall on the floor, causing it to break or become damaged.
Oh, you could even hurt the person. How's that? Yeah. Depends what you're throwing.
No, not a knife. Yeah, if you're throwing a knife, you see.
Well, even not a knife. Pass me the remote and it throws it. It might even break the remote, but it might even hurt him as well.
Yeah.
Depending on where it hits him.
You know, it is, again, you know, it's something that we need to make sure that sometimes people throw things. And, it's not a sunnah, especially a pen as well. Don't throw a pen at someone, maybe it's going to hit their eyes. So all these kind of things need to be...
I think pen's something that, if we look at it through the Amir Ahle Sunnat's mind or their way of thinking, then a pen can be something sacred, because look at the things that you're going to write with.
Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ji, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that we could do to alleviate pain in the feet? I sometimes have swollen feet. What is there that I could be reading? Ji, whilst somebody looks for that, inshallah, let's carry on. Place your woolen clothing and books in the sun to dry now and again so that insects do not chew the clothes and books and damage them. Soiled clothes that need to be washed should not be left carelessly here and there around the house. No left scattered on the floor. Rather, place a small wooden box in a corner of the house and gather the soiled clothes in that. So this is, you have, washing up baskets as well. And that is, rather than putting them on the floor leaving them around, get a washing up basket and put all the clothes in there, and inshallah as well, it'll be all okay as well.
MashaAllah. In regards to swelling and pain in the feet, Afsab, couple of things here. One spiritual cure I'll mention, and also give a gharelu
tootka as well. Yeah, from gharelu alaj.
If the person who's messaged in suffering from pain in the feet as well as swelling, if they write or get written on a piece of paper, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 67 times, make it into an amulet and wear it, inshallah azawajal, swelling and pain in the feet will be removed. That's the spiritual cure. And in regards to the totka, it mentions daily on an empty stomach, naharmu, on empty stomach daily, take a pinch of black seed with water, inshallah azawajal. The swelling of feet and pain, inshallah, will be removed.
Another very important thing, inshallah, Azawajal, do not spread news about something sad, worrying, upsetting, an illness, etc., until it has been confirmed properly. Now, this is another thing. It's like Chinese whispers, where, you know, we haven't confirmed the news, and then everyone starts to spread that as well. Where the news wasn't confirmed and messages were coming in up. Eid is going to be on Tuesday, Eid is going to be on Tuesday, and then if we finally get a message, Eid is on Monday. Again, make sure that you confirm things before you pass them on to others as well. And even about someone, you know, who's ill, or even sadly who's passed away, make sure you are sure. There was a case where someone came to me, oh, do you know that person's? And I was really shocked, and I thought, Allah Ta'ala khair farmay. I've only met him the other day, and he goes, oh no, he's passed away. Badi pata laga, it was someone else, and I thought, make sure that you find out.
It could be somebody with the same name. We had that incident as well, if you remember.
Same names, yeah.
Somebody had a similar name, and we thought, oh. And then after we found out it's somebody else.
Someone sent me a message, oh, Mufti Sahab passed away.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's how you're talking about. I was chatting, if he's passed away, then I'm just dragging him to the, in the next world then. But alhamdulillah, so make sure that you, whenever you know you have this confirmation, that's when you start to pass on messages as well.
The very tricky incident that was, because this person was a mufti and the other person was a mufti, and then the names were exactly the same, as well as their nisbati as well. Yeah. It was all exactly the same, so it was very tricky one. Yeah. So there was a message quite a bit back regarding someone whose child had a habit of lying. Something I wanted to mention in regards to that was Amir al-Sunnah have wrote a booklet, a small booklet for children, The Lying Thief. I'd recommend that if they could either purchase it from Maktabatul Madinah, and if that's not possible, if they can download it free from Dawud Islami website, www.dawudislami.net. It's in English as well, The Lying Thief, it's called. Maybe give to the child, because it's actually for children. It's one of the booklets from among the series which Amir al-Sunnah wrote for Atfar, for children. So inshallah, this may play a part, inshallah. Maybe the words that we're using are not helpful, and
sometimes the,
the written words of a wali.
Sometimes what happens is maybe the parents are telling the children, but it doesn't go through to them. I've just had messages, mashallah, from an Islamic brother. And he's been in contact with a brother who's, basically he's run away from home. He's done a lot of things. And, now he's come back home after so many weeks or months, I think. Indeed. And, he goes that whenever my parents or anyone in our family says anything to me, I just listen and take it out of my ear, because it's the way they say it sometimes. And then this Islamic brother, mashallah, he goes, the only once he said to me, I listened to him. Again, if you look at Amir al-Sunnat, many, many people that will become namazi today, parents keep telling them, namaz podo, namaz podo. We didn't listen. But alhamdulillah, as soon as this wali of Allah said once, alhamdulillah, we listened. There's this, an incident regarding Bishri Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that it was a busy market, and this person, he kidnapped a woman and put a knife to the throat. And people were there shouting out to him, Allah's watching you, don't do this, leave her alone, let her go. And he says that he wouldn't let him go. So Bishri Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he walked past him, said something, and the person
whispered in the ear.
And he fainted. And the people, they said, what did he say? He goes, he said, Allah's watching you. And he goes, they said, that's what we've been telling
you. Well. We've been shouting that for.
Yeah, and he goes that. So this is the beauty of a blessing, mashallah, of the words of a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
And I'd recommend that if they don't already, if they haven't got a habit collectively at home, if they watch Madini Muzakara on a Saturday as well, inshallah. I'd say tried and tested, no matter what problem, what things are going through your mind, a lot of the times you'll put Madini Muzakara, you sit there in front of Amir al-Sunnah and something will be mentioned about that topic. It's happened so many times. So like we say, karamat of a wali. Sometimes you sit with some problem or there might be something that you're going through at home or something in the family is going through some problem, etc. You'll sit down in front of the Madini Muzakara and just offhand, something regarding that matter will be discussed in the Madini Muzakara.
One day I was watching a Madini Muzakara and someone asked me a question and I thought I'm going to ask someone. And that exact, as if, it was for me. And as soon as that person sent me that message, and I thought, chalo, I'll ask someone. Exactly the same time that you came on the TV. And I thought, subhanAllah, mashallah.
Yeah. The same topic after we were talking, somebody might think, it might have been a coincidence. I don't know if you remember reading regarding this. There used to be the annual Dawud Islami Ijtima in Multan Sharif.
Ji.
And in that Ijtima, there was somebody who attended in that Ijtima by coincidence.
Mm.
And he had intentions of committing suicide after it gone from, after it finished from the event. And the topic or the main bayan, the main speech was regarding khudkushi, the cure from committing suicide.
Uh-huh.
And then that person repented from his intention and he mentioned it afterwards.
Alhamdulillah. We had an istikhara request where someone wanted a code is P-I-S-C-E-S. I don't know what it means. But the istikhara came back. He will come back to you, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well. May Allah Ta'ala make it easier for all the families who are suffering, kind of a problem.
Sadaqah. Mentioned regarding sadaqah.
And another thing, beautiful thing that we should give sadaqah, give charity. Doesn't have to be a certain amount, but whatever charity you give, always try to give charity. There's another beautiful way where you can set up a direct debit for a day. Alhamdulillah, we made £1 a day direct debit. Where you set up that direct debit, £1 a day will be, £1 you can have an ice cream.
We've had Fridays actually gone now, but something which a beautiful thing regarding Friday, that if one's going to give sadaqah, for example, you're going to give sadaqah and you give it on Friday, it's multiplied by 70. So if you've got an amount that you want to give, for example, just say that your intention is that I want to give £12 a month.
Yeah.
Whatever cause it is, maybe one of the departments of Dawud Islami, maybe Jamiatul Madina, Madini Channel, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you've got a department that you want to give and you want to give, just say, I'm giving an example of £12, for example. So if you want to give £12 a month, after divide that into £3 and set your direct debit. So £3 go from your account every Friday.
Mashallah.
You're still giving the £12.
This £1 a day, what we've done is go out every Friday. We've got that in mind. Alhamdulillah, I've got mine set up already, mashallah. Jazakallah khairah. Inshallah, hopefully we should be back next week, inshallah. Please take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.